Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. This is your host, Elaine Kohanowitz. So, right at this moment, I am laying on the floor of my office, in my house, by myself, and having a very pathetic day, which doesn't even logically make sense why I'm feeling this way, really, but let's just say it hasn't been a great day. I basically fired myself from my own company yesterday, which might sound weird, but a couple years ago, I was at home with three kids. Of course, I have six total, but I had three left that I was still homeschooling, and I was leading a homeschool co-op. And then I went to work. Well, I quit doing all that. And I went to work for our company to help pay tuition for the private school. And it wasn't something I was enjoying doing. So I went from doing some stuff I really liked to doing stuff I didn't like. And then that got better because over time I put in some processes at the office and also replaced myself with some other people so that I wasn't doing, you know, a lot of the jobs that I didn't like anymore. And so at the same time, I was working on this podcast, and doing this has been really fun, and I think that it's a lot more, you know, of what I'm interested in doing versus what's available to do at our other company. And I think I wanted to work on this, but I was just kind of starting to enjoy working on the other company as well. That's the company my husband started. And I just have been kind of afraid to let go of working at that company because I just like being around people. I'm so pathetic. But I just don't really like working by myself, and I guess I've had this sort of irrational fear of being at home. And so yesterday I was gonna try actually to just work part-time at the office still at our other company and then also do the podcast part-time, but my son and my husband kind of let me know that they, you know, felt like they had, you know, covered the jobs that I needed to do for the most part. There's still a few little things, but not a whole lot. And that it was okay for me to, you know, go ahead and work on my podcast full time. And it's just like one of those places where I know this is where I need to be. But I know this is just so stupid, but I just feel kind of like when I was a stay-at-home mom for the first time, and you know, when you're at home with the baby and you've been going to work every day before that, and then you're at home with the baby and you're just by yourself with the baby, and it's just kind of lonely, and you know that you want to be with your child and you know it's the right thing to do and it feels like super purposeful, but it, you know, it doesn't make it any less hard. And I know that, I don't know, I feel like I'm being so irrational because I'm not even really at home most of the time. I mean, alone most of the time. I mean, my husband works from home some, and since COVID, my older kids have been, like, in school like a hybrid, so they've been home, you know, in and out a lot. Sorry, my nose is stuffed up, and I can't even talk. But I don't know. It just scares me. I'm just a real people person, and I just really like to collaborate with people and work with people. And I know there's gonna be like a ton of that going on as this podcast grows, and it's gonna be really awesome. I know that it is, and I also re just really feel strongly that, God has me here. And I have to tell you guys this, I can't believe this. So a lot of times God gives me songs when he wants to tell me something. I'm sorry, songs. I can't even say it because my nose is stuffed up. And I don't even know why he gives me songs, because I like music, but I'm like not super musical. If I have the radio on, it's usually talk radio. But this morning I got up, and the song he gave me was Break My Heart by Dua Lipa. And in the song it says, I should have stayed at home because I was doing better alone. I was like, really, God? Really? Okay, I know you're trying to tell me something, but that was pretty underhanded. I mean, it was kind of funny too. But I have just, I guess, just to try to be a little more encouraging. We're reading this book in our Bible study by Lisa Turkhurst. It's called Forgiving What You Can't Forget. And I'm trying to just, one of the things she talks about is just being soft, kind of, and that helps you not, I don't know, get bitter or be mean to everybody else while you're having a tough time. And I've been trying to do that. I did yell at my 9-year-old this morning, but to my credit, he likes to argue, so I kind of nipped it in the bud right away because I knew I wasn't going to be able to handle it. So I think I'm going to give myself a pass for that. But otherwise, I've been pretty nice to everybody. And I've just been trying to remind myself to just, I don't know, keep the grass short, which is what our pastor said one time. To not let, sin grow up tall around you, because then it becomes weedy and hard, and instead to keep the grass cut short where it's soft and green. And that just basically means just to keep in touch with God and just try to be soft towards Him. And I know this is all just like super pathetic because I mean, there's nothing in my life that's wrong. Everything is fine. I'm having one of those days, and I wanted to share because I just wanted you guys to feel encouraged if you are having one of those days too. That I know that God has a good plan, and He's gonna do, great and mighty things, and I can't wait to see it. It's gonna be awesome. And he loves us. He's a good God. I'm very thankful. And that's about all I have to say. And I know that tomorrow will be better, and you guys will all be saying, see, it really wasn't that big a deal. But for a little while, I'm gonna get used to the quiet, and I'm gonna press forward and see what God has for me.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode and got something out of it that was meaningful to you. And if you think you have a friend that would really be encouraged by it or blessed in some way, please share it. And also, join us on the web, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Imagine Mom. Have a great day.